Track 12.
Hi, Jack. I would like to write an article about you for the school magazine. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No problem. What's your first question?
Wait, let me think. Okay, Mr. Littleton has told me that you have just come back from a youth forum in Blackpool. It was a forum on environmental problems. Could you tell me about it?
Sure. The youth forum was organised by the so-called United Nations Environment Programme, which is UNEP. You have probably heard about them. I read about them on the net, and I decided to write an email. They answered back immediately and said that the next meeting would be in Blackpool, so I went there.
Why are you interested in environmental issues?
Who isn't these days? But actually, I saw a programme with Marsha Buxton on TV. Like many other famous people, she is very concerned about the environment. She said that there are a lot of organisations for young people who try to make people aware of the environment. So, I decided to get involved.
By the way, what did you do at the youth forum?
Well, we watched films about endangered areas and animals. We listened to lectures. And one day we met some members from Friends of the Earth who talked to us. They mentioned that they were planning different campaigns and that they really needed our support. We also worked in different groups to find some possible solutions to some of the most urgent environmental problems. There are so many things that can be done. You just have to start at home and...
So what were you actually working on? I mean, in your group?
Well, we were talking about how to reduce or recycle rubbish. I learnt something about campaigning too, and how to attract people's attention. After that forum, I decided to start a project at school which could help solve environmental problems, like saving energy in the classroom.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Let me know when you start the project. Then I could interview you again, and maybe the world will become a better place.
I'm sure it will.
Anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Don't give up, and thanks for the interview.